The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
So today I am in studio speaking to Sean Barker all the way from Wellington about his band Search for Yeti and their tour that is coming to Nelson very soon. So welcome, Sean.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Yeah.
So I have to know, what inspired the name Search for Yeti?
It's a great question. When it comes to being in a band, I always think the most stressful part of a band is deciding on the band name. And been in bands before, and I was in a band once that we almost disbanded and didn't even play our first gig because we just couldn't agree on a name. So I thought it was going to be a nightmare. And long story short, one of the band members is a really big fan of Smashing Pumpkins. Nice. And I really don't like Smashing Pumpkins, and it's a bit of a joke between us. And apparently this was his way of getting a Smashing Pumpkins reference, because for super Smashing Pumpkins nerds, there was a documentary where they were trying to decide on the name for an album, and their roadie said, what about Search for Yeti or something like that? And he told me that after I agreed on the band name, and now it's stuck. So there's always a Smashing Pumpkins reference. So yeah, that's the band name.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So I guess for anyone who hasn't come across your music before, can you describe it? What does it sound like? We might be able to play a track after this interview, actually. But how would you describe it for people who are unfamiliar?
Yeah, sure. So we call ourselves like an atmospheric indie band. So we are three-piece. So I play drums, sing backing vocals, and also fire off some different synth sounds, etc. Then we've got Luke Marlowe, who sings and plays guitar. He's got an incredible pedal board in front of him, which kind of looks like something off the space station, and he gets these incredible effects and sounds going from his unit. And then we got Vince Wade, who sometimes plays bass guitar, sometimes plays guitar. He's got these Moog synthesized bass pedals, so often he'll play the bass with his feet while playing guitar as well. Cool. So there's quite a lot of sounds, and he sings backing vocals as well. So we're quite an eclectic sound. Sometimes we kind of have lean into some kind of country, alt country sound. Sometimes we're a bit more rock. Sometimes we're a little bit more ballady. It's quite a thing. It's quite an eclectic sound, but it's always Search for Yeti.
Yeah, it's a really full sound as well. It's kind of hard to believe that there's just the three of you. When I was listening to it before the interview, I was like, wow, it's a really full sound.
Fabulous. Yeah, it's, I think often people are surprised when they see us live because they do expect more people. Yeah, I think Vince has the busiest job. So he's the one with the feet going and the hands playing different things. And yeah, but no, we definitely got a big sound.
Cool. And how did you come together as a band? Were you already sort of jamming with each other on occasion, or yeah, what kind of inspired you to collaborate?
Yeah, so I knew Luke, the singer. We were in a band in Wellington before called Tiger Meat Lion. We played around Wellington, did a few shows, and then kind of life got busy and whatnot. And he was in a band with Vince previously, who were called What Noisy Cats, who bought an album out and used to play quite a lot in Wellington. And those two had got together and had started jamming again. And he just mentioned to me once, oh, do you want to come along? We're doing a jam. You can come and play drums. So I did. And pretty much within about an hour of playing together, we thought, okay, there's something here. And so that was the start. That was probably 5-6 years ago. So we've been together a wee while now. And we spent a good probably 18 months just writing songs and playing together. We were then ready to go, ready to start gigging, and then COVID arrived. So that kind of put a little bit of things on the back burner. Yeah. But then once we were kind of through that, we started playing shows, we were away. And then I guess everything was then building up to recording the debut album, Dark So Soon, which we brought out at the end of November, and hence we're now on, this is the last leg of our Aotearoa tour to bring the album across the country.
Cool, that's awesome. And I really want to ask as well, because you're all kind of involved in the songwriting process. How does that usually work? Who's bringing what to the process? And
yeah, that's kind of an interesting dynamic as well, because we all write songs. So we tend to, one of us will just have an initial idea. So it might be a bit of a song. Sometimes it's a full demo. And, you know, there's two tracks on the album that I wrote. One was a song that I wrote a long time ago, and I demoed it and just kind of had it kicking around, and one day shared it with the lads, and that became a tune. Another one the other one that I wrote was just kind of on the spot, and we, you know, you send it to the lads, and there's nothing more awkward than you send a demo of a song to your bandmates, and you're then waiting for the group chat to come back with, nah, it's rubbish, or yep, there's something in it, you know. And so that's kind of early stage how it works. And then once we're in the rehearsal studio, then we start working together, and we always add elements. So with all our songs, it's all the three of us that are the co-songwriters for every tune, because even though one of us brought it in initially, it kind of takes it its own place. I think that helps add to our the eclecticness of our sound, because we all write slightly different styles of music. Mm-hmm. But then collectively it all comes together into one sound. But yeah, it's a good mix. It's a good mix between the three of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with the debut album, tell me about it. Must have been quite exciting to finally get to record it after sort of working together for so long with the COVID break. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about the album.
Yeah, so the album, again, took a long time to do, because we wanted to get it right. So we actually had demoed the whole album recording ourselves, which was just a really good way to kind of fine tune and kind of know what we wanted to do. When we started writing, it was always a view of working towards an album. And then when it finally came to the process, we looked around Wellington to find a producer to work with. And obviously, you know, Wellington's huge, huge music scene. So and we ended up working with Toby Lloyd, who is from Tiny Triumph Recordings. And Toby has worked with, again, a huge range of different people, Shapeshifter, Holly Smith, Ingrid and the Ministers, all sorts of acts. And then we kind of liked that from our perspective, we wanted a producer that worked with different styles. And so we started working with Toby, and he was a great kind of outside influence on us to help shape the album. And then we kind of slowly, you know, worked our way through the recording process and finally kind of got everything done. Recorded most of it in his studio, which was in Johnsonville. We did a day at Lee Preble's studio, which is called The Surgery in Wellington, which is another classic kind of Wellington studio. I recorded most of my drums in France, because my parents live in France, and there was a weird time when we were going over there, and there's an old friend of my dad's is a producer himself, and so we ran over for a wee while, and there was the chance for me to borrow a friend's kit and record in a French barn. So most of the drums on the album I recorded over there, which was
a pretty unique experience.
In a French barn, that's right. I think you can hear the red wine in the recording. You know,
oh, I love that. All right, and maybe you have to drink a red wine as you listen to the recording as well to really bring it to life.
That would be a perfect way. Yeah, so it all kind of came together, and we're all, I guess the thing we're most proud of was we're all vinyl nerds. And so our goal was always to be able to record the album and bring it out on vinyl instead of just a digital release.
Yeah.
And so we were fortunate enough, we did a crowdfunding to kind of get support from friends, family and supporters of the band. And that really helped us get across the line. So we were able to press the record in Holiday Records in Auckland.
Nice.
And ended up with a gatefold fold out album, and it's a blue and white marbled vinyl, so it looks beautiful and it sounds great. And the track listing, even if you list whether you're listening digitally or not, the track list, even that took a long time, because we wanted to get the whole side A, side B thing. So as you listen, hopefully there's a bit of a feel and ups and downs of an album. So you put it on and it takes you on a journey through to its conclusion, which is a couple of big epic kind of atmospheric tunes at the end.
That's great. And that's so nice to do something physical, because I feel like music has changed so much, and releasing an album just digitally just doesn't quite feel the same. So that must have been nice to have that physical thing in your hands.
Yeah, to be able to touch it and hold it, and then also kind of see that CDs are now becoming a thing again. So we pressed a few CDs, and then we sold those at shows, and there seems to be a bit of a rise now of CD sales, which which is kind of interesting because, you know, I ditched all my CDs and put them all onto digital. Thought, oh, I don't need these anymore, and now people are buying CD again. But you're right, there's something special. Like, it was great when it went online because, you know, that's cool. Oh, great, our album's out. But it was about 3 weeks later when the vinyl arrived and we unboxed that, and then it felt like a proper release, you know.
Yeah, totally. No, and tell us about your Nelson gig. How can people come and listen to you and see you in person?
Yeah, so we're super excited. For me, I moved from England back in the start of 2008, and I moved to Whakatū, Nelson, and lived there for 6-7 years. So I still consider Nelson my Kiwi hometown. So when we were planning the tour, one of the things for me was I really want us to come to Nelson. So stoked that we've been able to make it work. So we are playing this Friday, which is the 18th of July, at the Boathouse. We're playing with the Violet Project, which is the Nelson band that I've loved for a long time. Found them on Facebook a few years back. They just kind of appeared through probably a friend in Nelson connected or something, but stoked that we get them to play with them. And and then the next night we're down in Christchurch. So it's a short little hop for this is the third and final leg of the tour, but really excited to come to Nelson and play. The Boathouse, a beautiful venue. So very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, we'll play one of your tracks after this interview, and everybody, you can either head down to Grant Smithy's Family Jewel to pick up a copy of the record, or you can head along to the Boathouse this Friday night to catch them live. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us on Fresh FM.
No worries. Ka kite anō. Can I try to open your mind? Then you'll see what you mean to me. No superpowers or lots of hours for you to see what you mean to me. We'll be right back.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.